FM 90.3 WJTL, Chris Tomlin with Strongholds. Good morning to you. Happy Winning Wednesday. It's 7:05.
It's Winning Wednesday, so you'll be listening all day long as we team up with our friends at Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center. We're going to give away a pair of base camp passes, and then you'll all be thrown into a grand prize drawing of a Silver Adventure Party Package for 10. Go to WJTL.com for all the details.
This morning, our very special guest, Rita Dung, is hanging out with us. She is the Ministry Coordinator for International Friendship, Inc., or IFI. Good morning, Rita.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Yeah, so great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Yeah, shout out to Mike, my coworker. I think he's listening.
Yeah. Hi, Mike. Thank you for tuning in. So tell us all about International Friendship.
Yeah, so I'm working with an organization, International Friendship, that aims to serve international students, especially college students in the area. Yeah, and I'm really passionate about my ministry because I was once an international student when I came here in 2015 from China. Yeah.
So when you came from China, where did you come to when you came to the United States?
Yeah, I wasn't even a Christian when I first came to the United States. I was personally struggling with a lot of depression and just having no purpose in my life. Growing up in China, it was really hard because I had something called sensory processing disorder. And, you know, China, we don't really, they are not really aware that kids can have special needs. And I was really bullied growing up and very lonely and had no friends. So I went through a period in my life when I was really searching for meaning, and God just kept giving me these glimpses of like joy in my life.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh, I think there is something out there. Yeah. And so at this, when my mom started attending churches, I was like, oh, this is really interesting. And then one day she went to this random church meeting that this random American high school was presenting at. And she just decided there, oh, I'm going to send my 15-year-old daughter over the Pacific Ocean to this classical Christian school in, I think, Newcastle, Delaware.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you just came from China to Newcastle, Delaware, to a Christian school.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where you accepted Christ. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was definitely kind of clueless. I kind of knew, okay, God definitely exists because I can see his goodness and his power in my life, but I had no clue what the gospel really is. And in China, especially in churches, they don't really explain the death and resurrection that well because, you know, it's kind of not allowed in any sense. But when I came here, we had, you know, theology class. We would sing every morning. We would just talk about God in a way that I've never heard before. And I was just really moved. I loved going to school every day and learning more about who Jesus is. And I was sitting in one of my theology class one day. I remember exactly what it was like. And my professor, my theology professor, was talking about how Christ's crucifixion transformed this earth into a new heaven, a new earth, and the cross became like the new tree of life, and the curtain was torn, and we can now see God face to face. And I was just like dumbfounded. I was sitting in my seat, and I was like, wow, this is it. I want to be a Christ follower because of what he did for me. And yeah, I remember, I can still feel very emotional thinking about that moment. But yeah, that's, and then I got baptized in 2017, yeah. And then when I got baptized, everybody stood up and clapped for me. And then there was kind of like a prophecy at the end. It was like, you're going to use your story and your just storytelling ability to be a minister one day and help other people. And I was like, are you kidding me? I didn't come to America to be a minister. Like, what? But well, here we are.
Here you are. So as part of International Friendships, you're reaching out and wanting to draw people from around the world
to hear
about Christ. How are you doing that?
Well, we're doing it through the power of friendship and relationships, I think, because I know personally how lonely it can get as international students, how shocking it is to just land here all by yourself as a very young person. And a college campus is not the exact most friendly place in a sense, because you feel really small and that nobody cares for you and nobody understands you. So we're going into college campuses to say, hey, we're here for you, we want to serve you, we want to be able to drive you around. It's just so hard to not have a car here. We want to help you feel make you feel at home. And why we're doing this, because we love Jesus and he loves you too.
That's awesome. If people want more information, can they visit you online?
Yes, you can go to lancaster.ifipartners.com to find out more about, you know, becoming involved, or you can go to the teams if you wanted to, you know, talk more or support me personally, because I am also fundraising to be a full-time minister. I really want to be a full-time minister so bad. I'm at about 70% when it comes to raising my support. So if you want to support me and go on this journey with me, because I'm definitely still trying to figure it out. I'd love to have you as a financial partner in supporting my ministry. Yeah.
Check it out online, lancaster.ifipartners.org. If you have a heart for ministry to international students, here's an opportunity for you to support Rita and what IFI is doing. We're going to talk more with Rita coming up, so stick around. Also, music on the way, Zach Williams, Micah Tyler, and more next.